This is John's gem, number 26, based on chapter 6 and verse 20, about true glory. There are some considerable puzzles here. Jesus finishes organizing the feast and sends the disciples away to make their own way back to Capernaum, while he disappears off up into the hills to pray. This is one of three accounts of what happened. The others are in Matthew and Mark. How did he expect to catch up with them? It is not obvious what he was doing. Anyway, this is what he did. The disciples, following instructions, set off by boat, only to run into one of the storms that the lake was prone to get, blowing down from the surrounding hills. Even although some of them were fishermen, very experienced on the lake, things were getting dangerous. Then they see Jesus walking towards them on the surface of the lake. They were frightened, presumably because they think he is a ghost. Why does John tell us this story at all? It breaks the sequence of the story of the feeding of the great crowd, and then the teaching that comes from it, which follows on after this short account. Luke leaves it out. Why doesn't John? What is so important about it? The answer to all these obvious questions has to lie in the words that Jesus shouted back across to his disciples when they reacted so badly to seeing him walking on the surface of the water. Our versions usually translate them as, "It is I, don't be afraid," which is a rather excessively correct way of saying it, grammatically speaking. Most English speakers would have said, "It's me." A more literal translation is, "I am," which, as we noticed a few studies ago, are the two words that were the personal name of God given by God to Moses when they met at the burning bush. John has reported that Jesus used these exact words of himself on seven occasions. This is the second. On some of the other occasions, it is quite clear that this was a deliberate use of the phrase carrying that full meaning, and it was so interpreted by those who heard him. On this occasion, it is not so clear. It is more obviously a, "Hi, don't worry, it's just me," statement. We might suspect that John was so very keen to emphasize these statements that he wanted to have exactly seven "I am somethings" and exactly seven "I ams" without any following somethings. He was a bit short of the simpler statements, so he had to press this occasion into use, even though it does not really carry that full meaning very clearly. Why did he do that? Very obviously, because this was of supreme importance to him, as he so carefully structured his gospel to tell us again and again that Jesus was God, until we get that hugely important fact into our thick heads. What a strange thing it is that some people try to prove that he was not God by a slightly different translation of the very first sentence of this very gospel. If that was the first and most important truth that John wants us to see in these verses, there are others, which are not as strongly emphasized as in the other gospels. Matthew's emphasis is on the partial faith of Peter as he tries to walk on the water himself and takes fright halfway through. He uses that to make some points about the faith of the disciples and of us. Mark draws attention to the force of the storm and the danger the disciples were in, thus saying something important about what happens to us if and when we get caught up in the storms of life, and the way that Jesus came to their rescue and will come to our rescue. If we put it all together, we have a strong emphasis on the glory of Jesus. The crowd had misunderstood his grace, the wonder of his giving, so his glory was only displayed before the much smaller band of his true believers. In a way, how sad that is. The crowd had not understood the true depth of what he did. Only a small group had done so. Do we? Have you misunderstood his grace? Are you one of the smaller band of those who see the glory of Jesus? Their faith was still not perfect, as Matthew makes clear, but they were following Jesus with a determined tenacity, and that was enough. He did show his glory to them. I hope you get the message. Our faith is not perfect, but if we follow him with the same determination, he will show us his glory too.